Good evening, Audio Boo. It's Friday, the 29th of August 2014, and we are going out this evening. It's a bit late, I know, but we did plan to go out. It's just that I had quite a bit to do to get ready. So we've got a table for 9:30. Cab's coming at 9:15. We're going to a restaurant. It hasn't been there that long, but I've never been there before. Neither of us have. It's called Ephesus. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's how the woman pronounced it when she answered the phone. It's Ephesus. I would have called it Ephesus, but that doesn't sound much better, to be quite honest. I thought it was a Greek restaurant, but it's classed as European. There's a few like that round here. So there we go. I have no idea what their menu's like. We did look it up online. I don't think we could find it. But we did look at ratings and stuff. And I can't remember if they were okay or not, but I think if they'd have been really bad, I would have remembered. This was a couple of months ago. It sounded quite loud in there, quite busy, and it sounded like there was live music, which I'm not a great fan of when I'm eating. But it wasn't singing, that will be worse. It sounded like jazz. So I hope it's not too loud to do an audio boo, but I'll get a bit of the atmosphere if nothing else. I think Obi thought we weren't going because I took a long time to get ready because I had a lot to do. And he said, oh, don't go on about that. And I said, well, it's not that I'm going on about all the things I've done. It's just that I couldn't have done it any quicker because he cleaned out the cat's litter tray for me, but I had to clean up in the kitchen, which there wasn't much to do, just wipe the worktops down and put a few bits of plates and stuff in the dishwasher, take a bit of rubbish out. I ordered Chinese for Ronan because he's at home on his own. Excuse me. We did ask him to come, but he didn't want to. He just said, can he have a takeaway? So I've ordered him Chinese. He's eating that now. Then I had to feed the cats, feed the dogs, change the water, take them out and do dialysis and then get ready. So I did have quite a lot to do. So, you know, that's why it was so late. But I've got this thing. I don't really like to book at a certain time to go somewhere because I don't like to feel pressurised. So I suppose it is a bit late, but it's not that late because people do go out that time of night. We did when we went to Nando's a few weeks ago. Oh, excuse me. So we've had some good news today. Connor's been promoted to manager where he works, and he already had a pay rise and some back pay. And he's gone out tonight with some friends, which I'm really pleased about. They've gone out for a meal. So I'm really pleased that he's had a good day. And I had a pretty stressful one, actually. Excuse me. I had a letter today. I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of it, but I've been sent a letter saying I owe £500 to somebody. Not somebody, it's an organisation, which I wasn't supposed to have paid. It was supposed to have been paid for me. I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of it. But it was 3 years ago, and this is the first I've heard about it. They've never contacted me since. They made some excuse up that they might not have had my forwarding address, and I said, well, I know you have. I have proof that you did have my forwarding address. Someone said you can wipe... Well, it's not my debt. I shouldn't be paying it. It's actually... I will say on here. It's housing benefit from when I lived in temporary accommodation for 6 months, and it's only for 3 weeks worth. It was when there was an overlap. When I moved into this property... I had to ask for an overlap because I had to take possession of this property, otherwise it would have been offered to someone else. They don't hang around because they are losing money. So I had to say yes or no on the day I saw it. So I said yes because I would be an idiot to turn it down. But then that meant I couldn't move until the following week, so I had two properties in my name. So they told me to ask for an overlap, which I did. And I thought it had been paid. I've still got the email that I sent them at the time. So I'm going to send that. I've spoken to Housing Benefit. They said everything's been paid. There's no gap. But I just don't think they get it. No, there's no gap, because as soon as I started moving in here, as soon as I moved in here, but I still hadn't handed the keys back to the other place just because of technical, you know, it was a technicality. They started paying here. So there's been no gap. But they were supposed to pay a couple of weeks of two houses. Now, if they refuse to pay that, the debt is mine, which I'm not very happy about, and I don't know what I'm going to do about it, because I can't afford to pay it, you know, just straight off like that. I actually don't really see why I should, but if I have to, I have to. And they said I've got 14 days to pay it, which I think is really taking the pee when they've just come out the blue like that after 3 years. 3 years of saying absolutely nothing. I moved in here 3 years ago on last Thursday, no, Monday, no, whenever it was, 25th, Monday. Because I was working it out the other day, and I said, we moved in on a Thursday, we did. But I got the days all mixed up, because there was a leap year. So the leap year was 2012, I think, must have been. So it was, we moved in on a Thursday, Thursday the 25th, 2011. And I handed the keys back. My tenancy on the other place finished on the 4th of September. But, you know, that wasn't my fault. I had to get in here quickly. And I don't know why. There was a reason, which I can't remember now, why they didn't take the keys off me straight away. And I can't remember what it was. It was something to do with, I had to keep possession of it for a certain time or something like that. I couldn't just finish my agreement on that day, and I don't know what the reason, but there was a technical reason, which was not my fault. So I never claimed housing benefit till that year, because I used to rent privately and pay it, but then I didn't realise that I could have a certain amount of savings, and I spent all my savings on rent. And then the arsehole of the landlord wasn't paying his mortgage, and I got evicted, which again wasn't my fault. So that's how I ended up paying in temporary accommodation on housing benefit. And having spent all my savings because I didn't realise you could have £6,000, my every last penny went on my rent. But anyway, that's another story. Anyway, tonight I'm trying not to. I got really stressed out about this afternoon. I just couldn't believe it. After yesterday wasn't a good day, with one thing and another. And today I thought, you know what? Talk about kick someone when they're down, as if I haven't got enough to worry about. You know what I mean? But then I thought, well, it's not going to kill me, and I'm not going to kill myself to pay it. I'll have to come to some agreement with them if I have to pay it back. Because I'll have to do it in instalments. They did say I could go to Citizens Advice Bureau, and Housing Benefit said after a certain amount of years that I should look it up, but he thinks it might be 6 and not 3. If they haven't made any attempt to get the debt back, it's null and void, but I've got a feeling it's going to be more than 3 years. But they did. They had my address, because they contacted me a month after I'd moved out. They wrote to me here, because when I moved out, there were two glass lampshades, two glass wall lights, and it was a very small sitting room, and one of the removal men was trying to turn the sofa, and it was at an awkward angle, and he broke one of them. And we also, when we disconnected the washing machine, couldn't find the little cap that goes on the pipe. Now, I did find that afterwards, but they rang me, and they wrote to me, and said I owed them £105 for the lampshade and the cap. Now, I had already spoken to the letting agent when I moved out. She came to get the keys. She was very happy with the way I'd left the property. It was spotlessly clean. It wasn't damaged or anything like that. And I explained to her about the lampshade. I said, I have tried to replace it. We did look everywhere for one, but we couldn't find one exactly the same. I suppose I should have bought two, but I was quite hard up at the time. And I said, I'm very sorry. It was an accident. I didn't do it. It happened in the removal. And they must have some kind of insurance anyway. And I said, I'm really sorry about the pipe. Again, we looked everywhere. My mum went round all the builders, merchants and plumbing centres and all that. We couldn't find one, but I did find that. But they said that was going to cost about £11, which is daylight robbery because it costs about 50 pence, 80 at the most, I think. It's a little plastic, just like a little plastic cap. And the lampshade, I don't think, would have cost more than about £20. If they had to get two, maybe 40. But they were going to charge me 105. So I rang them up and I arranged, I arranged to do it in several instalments. And they said they'd call me back the next day to get all my details. And they never rang me back. And I never heard from them again. And I thought, oh, well, maybe they've claimed it on the insurance. Because the landlord was a decent bloke. I was on personal speaking terms with him. And, you know, they knew I didn't do it purposely. I left the place spotless. and accidents happen. And as I say, I had explained. I hadn't just left and not told them. I did tell them, and we really did try to sort it out and pay for it ourselves. And I would have paid the £105. I didn't have a quibble about that at all. But that's not to do with the rent. That's not separate, but it's the same company. So they did have my address, and I've probably still got the letter somewhere, to be honest, or my reply or something. So they can't use that as an excuse. But anyway, I'm not going to bore everybody with my problems because we're meant to be going out and having a nice time out. So I'm going to pause this for now and I'll come back when we're there and we'll see what we can do. I'm hungry though. We are now on our way. Can we stop there? Have we got to walk back?
Just give me one second, because I can't stop here.
Okay.
Can we come down here? See?
You can't stop here, I think. Where are you going to stop?
I need to turn around or not. Keep going straight, yeah?
We've passed it.
No, we've passed it. Is that...
Yeah, this way I'm turning around, yeah?
But then we're going to be on the wrong side.
It's a little bit far.
Okay.
It's actually not too far. We're going to walk it.
Well, don't worry, he's going to do it now. But we're going to be on the wrong side of the road, that's all.
Just shout me where I pull up, okay?
Just go slow. It's not far. It's somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Can you see that red light there? That's it.
That doesn't sound too good.
Yeah? That one there.
If I stop here, is okay?
Yes, that's fine.
We got across, haven't we?
Yeah.
How much is that?
£4.50.
Oh, just in. Let me get on. Can I go with my cycle?
Yeah. No. Just
no, don't get on. Right. You can come out this side. I can get out. You can get out this side, darling.
That's true.
It's safer that way.
Get out. Just chew,
darling. Honestly, these men, they don't listen. It's raining, isn't it? Feels like it's raining.
Chew, just chew.
Alright, thanks.
And just chew, please.
I'm chilling.
Yeah,
oh, I
felt right. Yeah? Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's raining, isn't it? A little bit. Like drizzling. How are we going to get across this road now? Oh, bugger. Just dropped my stick, everyone. This is Orpington High Street on a Friday night. I've a feeling it's full of dew.
It's full in there.
Is it? No.
It's not going to have a table. What time is it?
It's getting on for 9:30 now. How are we going to get across this road? It's really busy.
Come on, gently.
We should really cross at the crossing, but... There's a bus coming, darling.
A little bit,
hell, are we going to get... Here we go, everybody.
It's quite full.
Well, we want to wait. Sometimes you have to wait. As long as I can sit
down.
Hello.
Yes?
McNeil. table for two?
Yeah, that's a good place, yeah. Would you like to sit here?
Have you got somewhere else?
No, no, someone by the window, by the door is fine, isn't it?
Actually, we have, but...
I don't want to sit too far in, darling. I like to be just quite near the door. Well, what's wrong with it here?
Well, it's putting us like in the middle.
What?
You prefer somewhere by the door, right?
Yeah.
Someone's supposed to be here.
Yeah, there is like this is the table one, and we are waiting for like four people.
Don't worry about it. We'll sit down here, that's all right.
Okay, if they don't know, we can move here, but at the moment, just we need to wait
for that's
four
fine.
People.
That's
all right.
Absolutely fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's all right. Hello everyone, we are finally here. As you can hear, it's extremely busy.
Sorry. You could ask for something vegetarian, right?
Well, just get on the menu. There must be something vegetarian or fish. There must be some fish, mustn't there? Just see what's on the menu. We've got a little bit on a little square table in the middle.
Yeah.
And what use, at least we've got a fan here, or I might open the door.
I think it's because the door's not so far.
I know, well, that's why I like it, because I don't like to get too hot. But as long as you're not cold, are you?
Let me
know. Don't worry about
it.
I've got a menu already.
Okay. I was going to ask you if they had a braille one, but I don't suppose they have.
If you have a braille one, you have a braille menu.
Braille menu?
Braille.
Okay.
Okay. Tell him, please.
Huh?
He's not hearing me. Tell him.
Braille for blind people?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, just... Let me check. I think we don't have.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Is it live music?
Yes.
Live. I'm going to pause this audio boom because...
You won't believe what's happening right now, darling.
What?
There's a lady dancing here who does brown pants.
Oh, for God's sake!
That's like a belly dancer.
Oh, what have we landed ourselves at? I knew that red light outside wasn't a good idea. If you didn't hear that audio boo, there's a woman dancing in bra and pants. Oh, well. I'm going to pause this for now because I can't hear myself think. Have I paused it? Hello, audio boo. If you can hear me... Excuse me. We are still here. We're just deciding what to have. Unfortunately, we couldn't read out the menu because it's too loud and we have to shout. We'll have no voice by the end of the night. But I'm going to see what the soup of the day is. And if it's not vegetarian, I'm going to have, or something I want, I'm going to have sardines. I can't remember what they come with. I'll have to have another look. What are you having for starter, darling? Oh, tiger prawns, isn't it?
Spicy tiger prawns.
Spicy tiger prawns he's having. For main course, I'm going to have salmon steak with sauteed potatoes and salad. So, and Obi hasn't decided yet. And I saw a friend of mine from years ago. I haven't seen her for about 10 years. Well, an acquaintance. I mean, she used to be a friend, but you know how you lose touch. I'm still friends with her on Facebook, so... That was really nice. Anyway, I'm going to pause this again and I'll come back when we've decided what he's having. Now, what is it you're having, darling?
It's taking the menu away now. You're having... what are you having?
I know what I'm having vegetable soup. And having grilled salmon with sauteed potatoes and salad. And you're having spiced tiger prawns and some lamb... With yogurt and...
Iskender, something like that.
And rice and salad and tomato sauce and...
Have you tried your lemonade?
No.
It's quite cold. Why is mine hot?
It's because it's come out... I thought that was yours. I mean, I thought that was mine. Let me feel yours. It's come out the dishwasher. That's why that glass is warm. You can have some of my lemonade if you want. Oh, I've got lemonade. They don't do J2O's, Salton. I'm very disappointed. Lemonade. And I hope he's got mango juice.
Before we came out, I was feeling a bit sick.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to spoil the mood. But now I feel a lot better.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
I just told you the reason why.
But I wouldn't have minded. I don't want to go out if you don't feel well, darling. Oh, okay. Stuff,
I can take a loaf one.
Okay, have you got my stick?
Yeah, I got your stick. I got. Okay.
You might be a bit further.
That's all right. That's all right. Hello. You're here. You're not moving here.
Sorry.
Your friend's in by. I said we'll just change seats. That's all.
Okay. Ow.
You want?
Where are we going? Where am I going? Here.
I'll sit inside. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to sit inside?
Oh no, I'll sit. Where should I sit?
Where you are just now.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I said. Should I sit here? We've got a round. Right. Yeah, that's better.
Can I put another one there? Thank you very much.
Is it recording? I'm not sure.
No, it's not. The screen is blank.
Ah.
Maybe if you feel cold.
Oh no, I won't feel cold. Don't worry.
If you don't feel cold, don't worry. It's fine. It's nice cold, actually.
I like the cold.
I think the screen is really blank. I can't see anything on the screen. No. Can you hear?
No, because I should have brought my headphones. You see. What about now?
No, it's coming on. It's showing loading.
Oh.
It's off now, but it's showing loading. I don't know what's loading right there.
Oh, honestly, I don't know whether the audio is on or off now.
All right, check audio book now.
Huh?
It's on the menu right now. Oh. Check audio book right now.
I can't check it.
It's on the menu right now.
All
right. You can't hear it?
No.
Put back the sound.
I can't hear whether the speech is on or off. I should have brought my earphones, that's what I should have done.
It's on now.
Is it recording?
No. I don't know if it's recording, check, I don't know.
Is the screen on?
Yeah, it's on. I see it up there. But can't you hear it?
No.
What would going to be happening to you? Is it like the doctor one of you?
I can't hear it because it's so loud in here, that's why.
What kind of earpiece do you use for it? Is it like a Nokia one you use?
Voiceover.
What kind of earpiece do you use?
Oh, an ordinary one. Like yours?
I've got one here.
Oh, alright, I can try that then, thanks. I can't record with that because it hasn't got a microphone on, but I can listen.
That's alright.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Right, sorry about this if you're listening, audio boo. Oh, I'm on the phone now. This is a right pop-up. Oh, it's recorded all that. Oh dear, yes. Oh well. Okay everyone, sorry about that. I had to put Obi's earphones in to be able to hear myself think. I just wanted to tell you we've changed tables because we've got a bigger one now. It's near the window. It's no less noisy, but we're not right in the middle of everywhere. So.
You want to try my mango juice?
No thanks.
It's a lot better than that shit, you know?
I don't like it. I mean, I don't want it. I'm not thirsty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a lot better than your...
It smells nice.
That's your lemonade, darling.
Oh. It doesn't smell like lemonade.
They put lime in it.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
What, floating, a bit of
lime? Yeah, that's it.
Probably lemon.
Or lemon, something like that.
Anyway, I'm going to pause this again now, if I can. Well, we've had our starters now, and my soup was very nice. It wasn't too thick, but it wasn't watery. It was really tasty and very hot. And we had some lovely bread with it, warm bread. Like two rounds of like the pizza kind of bread, garlic bread, but it wasn't garlic, but it was warm. I couldn't eat it all, but Obi's helped me. What were your prawns like?
All right, very fine, very nice. I'm happy about it.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, the main course is coming up. And we've got someone singing now.
We're going to do the bread for the main course.
I can bring bread.
Okay.
He said you will bring bread for the main course. One bread.
Well, we could just eat what we got
I
there.
I can bring somewhere as well.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Hello again, Audio Boom. I'm having to shout. I've finished my main course. I couldn't eat it all, but it was very nice. It was salmon with sautéed new potatoes and salad. We also had rice, but I didn't eat any of that. What do you think of yours, Divi? He said it's very good. He's had a bit of my fish as well, because I had to leave some, which is a shame, but I just can't eat a big meal anymore. So, anyway, what I had, I really enjoyed. So I'll come back in a little while.
The rice filled me up.
Yeah, you had two lots of rice. I've got an announcement to make it. Hold on a minute. I've got an announcement to make, everyone. Obi is full up. I know I never thought I'd hear myself saying it, but say it to the microphone.
I'm full up, but I still got space for this fish, see?
He's unbelievable. Darren, eat your heart out. Darren Harris, that is.
What?
I said, Darren Harris, eat your heart out. Well, it means, it might kind of means it's no competition. I don't know what it literally means. Do you know what I mean? But I think he is a competition for you. I reckon you could have an eat off. You know, like they have the bake off. You two could have an eat off.
I think I'm going to win it, sorry.
Do you reckon? Because he'd have a pudding now, whereas you're not going to have a... Well, he might not do, it depends. I think if he had two lots of rice, he doesn't have a pudding. But you've had two lots of rice, you've had a load of meat, finishing my fish, and your lamb. The lamb came with croutons, some kind of dips, tomato sauce. Excuse me, they did chicken like it as well, didn't they? You had the lamb. I'm sure my voice is going to be really awful when I come out of here from shouting. I never thought it would be this busy. It must be very popular and they must make a fortune. We'll see what the bill's like. We might have to go and start washing the dishes in a minute. Or the floors. I don't fancy that. I burnt my tongue on the soup. It was really nice, yeah, it was really nice, that soup. I think that probably filled me up a bit. Because that's why I don't normally drink much with my meals, because it fills me up, and that's like liquid, isn't it? But still, I enjoyed it. I'm glad that I had a starter and the main meal, because I had some of each. I ate all my starter, apart from the bread. And I've got my lemonade, which is actually quite nice. And you've got another drink now. What have you got? Mango juice and...
Oh, it's very, very beautiful. You got two straws. You got yellow and blue straws. You got orange slide on the glass. You got a red thing. I don't know what it is. Like a cherry. I don't know
what
it is.
Like a what?
A cherry.
A sherry? A cherry. Oh, yeah, it's a cherry. I forget what they call them. They've got a name.
And then,
cocktail cherries, but they've got
the
a...
The mango juice is in two colours, green and yellow. I don't know how to do it.
Oh. He's got a very colourful drink. Probably cost about £12, but never mind.
Yeah. I want me to finish for 2 months.
Yeah. We're not having a pudding because we're both too full up.
I think it's food, more like sugar. I can have more meat right now, but not pudding.
You could have what?
I can have more meat, but not pudding.
He could eat more meat, but not a pudding. You could have a... You don't like tea or coffee, so you won't have that. I don't think I want anything else to drink. In a way, it's nice to have something sweet at the end, but I know it would be a waste of money because I'll eat one mouthful and I'll say I've had enough. Huh? Well, I don't really. If they gave us like an after eight chocolate or something like that, I'd eat that.
Huh?
Sometimes they give you sweets at the end, you know, on a dish. Places like... Is that my friend's table making all that noise?
Yeah, to your left.
Got left.
There are four of them there.
All women?
Two women.
Two men. Oh, I wonder if it's her husband. I don't know if she's still with her husband. I didn't know. He's Chinese. Well, the belly dancer seems to have gone home, doesn't she? How much have I got left on there, darling? Probably not much.
29 or...
Huh?
29 minutes.
39 minutes?
29 minutes.
Oh, that's what I've used. Is that all? Oh, I've got half an hour.
Time remaining.
29 minutes.
28 minutes now.
Oh, OK. I thought it was longer than that.
I'm not with you now.
Are you finished now?
Yeah, we got your fish now.
He's finished my fish, everyone. It was very nice, that fish. The salad was nice, actually. Did I eat all my potatoes?
I have two left.
I might as well eat them. Well, that's a potatoes. Hold on a minute, folks. I've just been fed in public only because we swapped plates. I've got the empty one now. Everyone will think it's me that's a pig.
I think I'll have another drink.
I would have coffee, but I think it might make me really full up.
Coffee? Mm.
Huh?
I think I'll have another drink.
Well, you have that then, if you want.
I'll ask them what it costs and then
glad when they take these plates away, because then I can put my phone in front of me and I've got to hold it up.
Thank you very much, Madonna. I'm just going to drink.
Sorry?
I want to drink.
Yes.
And I don't want this, but I want this.
Alright. What would you like for drink?
Oh, what have you got? You don't have money.
We have a couple of alcoholic cocktails. I'll show you the list. Right. So
Non-alcoholic.
That's probably
like what you had.
We have no alcohol cocktails there. They are very, very nice. I show you.
The wine?
No,
it's like what you had.
No alcoholic cocktail. This one. Very nice.
What
one
I just had?
Huh?
This is just mango juice with shiro.
Darling, it's okay.
We got.
This is a non-alcoholic cocktail.
We got the glass is £3.50.
Okay.
The jug is £11.95. Should we get a jug?
No. Unless you want a job. We should have got that at the beginning, really. We didn't realise, did we? Mm.
Fresh mango. This is called mango bellini. Fresh mango.
Yeah.
Mango syrup.
That's what you had in that other one, I think you said.
Yeah, sweet and sour. Sweet and sour, I don't know what that is. Grenadine, topped with lemonade.
Okay.
The other one you have is tropical fruit punch.
What's that?
Banana, mango, strawberry blended with grenadine. We okay. have virgin mojito. Fresh lime, I don't like this one anyways.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Fresh lime mashed, fresh mint brown, sugar topped with chewed soda. Sugar's in there.
That sounds horrible.
Wipe my ass with that, I tell you.
Wipe the ass with it? Is that what you just said?
Huh?
Did you say you're going to wipe your ass with it?
It wasn't me.
It was you.
So we've got the mango bellini or tropical fruit punch. What do you think?
It's up to you. I've got my lemonade.
I think I'll go for the mango bellini, so it's like the same thing I've been drinking.
So you want that?
Yeah. Well, I don't like the sound of sweet and sour. I don't want any sour. I just want my mango bellini. That's it.
Well, why don't you just have what you've just had? I'll solve that again. You don't have to have any of those, do you? You liked what you just had. It's better on this table, everyone, because we are sitting. Huh? Because we're sitting at a round table, and even though we're having to shout, we're kind of next to one another. Whereas before, we were on a small square table for two, opposite one another, and to hear, I had to lean right across the table, didn't I?
This cherry thing on top, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, you can eat it. You'll probably think it's disgusting. I don't like them.
You want it?
No, I hate them. I once ate a whole bottle of them and I had diarrhoea for about a week.
A whole bottle?
Yeah, they come in a bottle. And I went to a...
Smells
I went
nice.
To stay with some friends of mine.
Smell it, just smell.
Ugh, the smell of it makes me sick. It smells like cough mixture. You know what? I went to my... I had some friends and they said they were having a party. So I took a bottle of martini. This was years ago. And a bottle of them. In case they made cocktails. Well, they didn't... No, hardly anyone turned up. It just turned out to be me. So we didn't eat the cherries. I didn't even give them to them. I just ate the whole thing. And they made me ill. And now I hate them.
Like
you do?
No.
Oh, they're disgusting, I think.
It's a bit too sweet.
Yeah. Imagine drinking a whole bottle of it. And the syrup. I think I drank the syrup as well.
Why are you drinking it?
Huh?
Why are you drinking
it? I don't know, because I thought it was a good idea. I don't know what I did, really. What if it's raining?
No, it's not.
Huh?
It's not raining.
Oh, okay. We're by the door here and we're also by the window. As I think I said before, this years ago, this used to be Pizza Hut, and my sister worked in here, and I remember coming in here one day for a meal, and we had a candle in the middle of the table, and I set my hair alight.
Okay.
Plus. I just want to see what's like.
Okay. You're going to drink it, even if it's foul? No, I'm only joking, you don't have to.
Yeah, right, that's not so fun.
Yeah, so I caught my hair alight in the candle because I leaned across the table and the next thing... A lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. Many torrents. Many, many.
Many, many, what?
Very, very many. Many, many torrents.
What's your friend's name on Facebook?
Janice Chan. Why?
I don't know her.
Huh?
I think maybe one of the popular ones. I don't know.
Oh, no, she doesn't very often.
Pardon?
Maybe from.
Oh yeah, I didn't see you. I spoke to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Are you already ordered?
Yeah. Mango Bellini. Eh?
Yes, Mango Bellini.
Perfect.
No, she's not one of the popular ones.
Well, we're just sitting here on the high street.
Huh?
You can see the cars going past the windows, you know?
Where's the window? Behind you?
Yeah, just behind me.
Yeah. And the door's there.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're trying to go home soon, right?
Yeah.
You want anything?
No, thanks. Do you? Well, apart from your drink. When they bring your drink, ask for the bill.
Okay.
I don't know whether you have to go up and pay it or whether they
bring it. No, ask them.
Can they bring it to the table?
What's the water of my shoes?
Have you got your new shoes on?
Yeah, I've got them. so nice to be out, right?
Yeah, it's lovely to be out. It really is. Thank you, darling.
Oh, we could have been home. I've been playing my Xbox, man.
Ah, shut up. When we get in, you know what we're going to have to face, don't you?
Well, tooth. A breakfast.
Tooth. I think it would have been a bit much for Niall in here. It would have been too loud, I think. Wouldn't have really liked it.
Oh, this is very nice. Sorry, can we have a bill?
A bill?
Bill, yeah.
Can I take this, sir?
What's that, Mark?
Yeah, you have to lemonade.
Oh, okay.
You want to try this?
No, thanks.
Your friend, I think they're leaving.
Huh?
Your friend, they're getting up.
Are they?
I think they're about leaving.
Bye.
All right, then.
Bye. Nice to see
and you.
You.
Take care of yourself. Yeah.
Okay. And you.
I always follow you on Facebook.
Oh,
see?
Do you?
You're not that distant from me.
I didn't realise.
Ah, oh, you see, you never know who's watching you.
Oh, no.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. How funny.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, she's very nice. She was the one that got me into like teaching and that when I did my computer stuff.
Teaching?
Yeah, like teaching computer stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay.
She helped me on the way anyway. Now, did you hear where she says she works? Carers Bromley.
Yeah, I have that. What is this? They brought sweets along with the bill.
Let's have a look. Oh, there. Oh, I don't know what they are.
Sweets that came with the bill.
So, yeah, you eat them. That's
so,
it.
So when you got the money, you feel bitter about it.
I think they're probably like little mint sweets. Do you want them?
Yeah, two of them. Can have one.
I don't really want them. I don't like them much. You have them if you want.
I will.
How much is the bill?
40. No, you guess.
Oh, I was going to say it's about 60-something.
No, it's 40-something.
40 what?
£45.
Oh, that's cheap, really. That's very good, don't you think?
Yeah, I reckon.
Think how much we would have paid at Chapter 1 without even, without drinks.
It's actually £41.05. Service charge is £4.11.
Well, that's all right. But that means we don't have to give them we could give them a tip, but we don't have to. Don't you think that's really good?
Yeah.
I know we didn't have a pudding, but we had a lot of those drinks. They're quite expensive. You had how many drinks? Three?
Yeah, three drinks.
I had one, but we both had starters, and we had a lot of extra stuff. We had extra salad, extra bread, extra rice, didn't we?
Yeah.
And the main meal and starters. I think that's pretty good. Well, I think it's £38.50 for Chapter 1, and that's without drinks, and that's each. But I still want to go to Chapter 1 one day, just to try the experience. But they've been very helpful here, haven't they?
Yeah, quite lovely.
I'm really surprised at that. I thought it'd be 50-something. Oh, I'm pleasantly surprised with that. We can come again, can't we, one day?
Next thing, what's going to happen now? Let's plan the escape now, right?
Very funny. All on audio, bro.
Oh, we're still there. Doesn't matter. I've planned on down. And you have to post it, right?
Do you have to go up to pay? But when you're ready, go up and pay.
This is all happening, right?
Huh?
So you say you want to do a week. And I'll say, excuse
no,
me, I'll see my wife to do a week. And then contact you around the corner, right?
Yeah.
It's waiting for us right
there. Then we'll have to wait an hour for the taxi.
Oh. How did it duck? In the meantime.
I don't know how I'm going to ring for a taxi because I can't hear it. Next time I go somewhere and I know to bring my headphones. Well, I've got yours. Yeah, I think that's very reasonable. Considering we didn't even worry about what we had, did we? You know what I mean? So she's seen our wedding pictures on Facebook. She said they would look really lovely. And I didn't even... She never made any comment or liked them or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? So I never...
Yeah.
Thought, you know, you think people haven't seen them.
No, but she said no matter who's watching, right?
You don't know who's
right?
watching you. I've been following you on Facebook. Is that nice, that drink?
Yeah, I want another one.
Huh?
Another one.
No, you don't have another one, because we've got the bill now.
Quite nice. Very nice. But it's funny when they put a spill of sweets on top of it. So when you put the bill on your pizza, get some sweets, nigga.
They just soften the blow.
Yeah, no.
They look like mint sweets, I think. Those little round ones. At least there's a bit of life in here, do you know what I mean? It's not come somewhere that's really dead.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it's lively.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because people were dancing earlier, you know.
I didn't even know there was so much life in Orpington, to be honest.
Some niggas were dancing in here earlier.
Were they?
Yeah.
This is like, it's a bit like this in the Mexican place. You know that music and you dance like that. There's a dance floor. Is there a dance floor in here?
No.
No, there is in the Mexican place.
People dance along the path, the roads, you know, in between.
Oh yeah, I know there was people dancing with tambourines, weren't there?
Two men are running outside. I think they must want to do a wee.
We don't run outside to do a wee. There's toilets here.
I don't know where to run. There's a push. Do you have push just now?
Yeah, they've probably not...
Pushed it open.
Maybe they haven't paid and they've run off.
We should do exactly that same thing, see? That's what we should do.
No, we're not doing that. Don't even joke about it on audio.
I ain't joking, darling.
Oh, shut up. You are.
I'm damn serious. This nigga is so serious.
Go and pay.
Pay what? We don't pay in Africa.
Oh, yeah, but we're not in Africa now.
Well, we eat, we climb trees and hide.
No, you don't. I'll tell you what, if you didn't pay in Africa, you'd probably get killed.
You get beaten.
You get beaten sick. They'd come after you.
Honestly.
With a meat cleaver.
Oh, shit.
Wouldn't they?
You dare not do that shit.
Especially their women.
Yeah, you dare not do that shit.
If you ever try that, you've had it. Finished.
I'm wishing that you never finished.
So you don't have to have gluten, do you?
What? Oh.
Huh?
That nigga's got his own time, you know?
What nigga?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We've got certain time for him, see? He just wanted to...
Yeah, we don't want to know about his time.
I put all the straw in your glass now.
Why?
So
oh.
I want to bring this truck. I cannot get me the bottom of the drink.
Oh, look at it all. It's got curly straws. I just got ordinary one. He's got a curly straw and he's got a cocktail stick with a cherry and a, what's that, orange or lemon or lime on it?
Orange.
It's orange. I can smell it on my fingers. Now I've got nothing to wipe my hands on. Have you got a serviette or anything? Thanks. It's orange. It's nice, isn't it? They do it nicely. It's emptying out quite a lot in here now.
I wonder what the time is.
I don't even know if anyone can hear what we're saying on audio, boo.
We're here.
Huh?
Broken the ice.
What time is it, darling?
Broken the ice, my dude.
Oh, how could you? Did you wear your hat today?
No.
Oh, very expensive hat.
£45.16, right?
Huh?
£45.16.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You gotta give them £45 and tell them to forget about 16.
Huh?
Give them £45 and tell them to forget about the 16.
No, just go and pay it.
No.
Darling, stop it.
No.
Go and pay it, you dear. It's cheap.
16p.
Just go and pay it.
16p, you mean?
Yeah. Go and pay it. Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
Go and pay the bill then. And then we can order a taxi.
Oh, taxi first.
Okay. Well, you are not messing around. Be going and paying it. Alright. Shall I order Canon again? Oh, shut up now. Don't even joke about it now. Stop.
You're all right. I'm all right. I live here, I tell you.
Very funny. Can you pause my recording, you divvy dib?
It's paused now, right?
Oh, is it?
Your tap card, right?
Card.
Yeah, of course they do.
Card. Card payment. Yes, I think
they can. Are you sure I paused it? I don't think I have.
No, don't worry. I'll call it myself. Normally, we come on the table. Okay.
All right, have I paused it?
I don't know, check it, I don't know.
I can't hear. I just can't hear a thing now. Where's your headphones?
I think you're about... Should I just pay cash, what do you think?
Huh?
Should I pay cash or...
It's up to you, darling. Well, can you just pass me your headphones?
Headphones, you want headphones, right?
Yeah. Well, I can hear. So ring the cab.
£45.16.
Give him £46.
£46.
Yeah.
I'll give you £45, forget about £16.
No, you don't do that, darling. For goodness sake.
It's not for me. I can say yes, but I have to put it on my pocket.
He's only messing around.
If you're missing 16 pence, I have to put from my pocket.
Ah, from your pocket?
Yeah.
He's only joking.
That means you're not.
Yeah, I know it's joking, but I just explained why I can't do it.
No, if you put it from your pocket,
Headphones.
You're going to pay 16 pence.
Just money.
You've got it for £45. Since you got a deep pocket. All right. I'm going to come to your
Instagram. Honestly. See if I can hear what I'm doing now.
Done.
So it's not better over there.
Huh? Someone's birthday, yeah. Sweet.
I got one.
Oh, is that my glass or yours? Oh, it tastes of mango. Where's the orange gone?
Huh?
Oh, it must have fallen inside it. The orange.
Yeah, inside it.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm up to 54 minutes, so I'm going to end this for now. I might do another one when we get home, I don't know, but we've had a really nice time, haven't we, darling? Darling?
Mm-hmm.
We've had a really nice time.
A good time.
Yeah, it was nice to get out. And we've paid.
Huh?
I said, we've paid.
We don't pay.
We did pay.
We don't pay, you know that.
Okay, everyone, on that note, we did pay. Bye for now. Happy weekend.
Thank you, Rona.
You won't believe this audio boo. Obi's only gone and got us a drink on the house. He's having Bailey's, now I'm having a cup of tea. Honestly, he's got the cheek of the devil. Anyway, bye for now.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
My man, thank you so much. Thank you.
No
so
problem.
Can I have a cup of water? Thank you.
I'm going to have some of your water. One meat is on the street.
Have one.
But how much Bailey's did they give you? That's fat, you know that, don't you? It's a nice glass.
Should we still it?
Yeah, it's like square.
Should we still it?
Huh?
Should we still it? You said yes.
No, I thought you said, could you feel it? No. Don't keep saying things like, you're not on audio boo now, but don't. People are right.
We're on there right now.
No, we're not.
I'm counting right now.
Oh, shit. It's not meant to be. No, we are.
Thank you very much. Thank
no
you
problem.
So much. Oh, we're so happy to be here. Our first time. So happy. Thank you.
What does it say? Is it? Have I paused it now?
Yeah, I think you have.
How many minutes?
It's not shown on there, but I think last time I said was about 4 minutes left. They put lime in the water. Why?
Because they make it taste nice. What's that? That's sweet, dear. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I got one, you got one, that's alright.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. It's a bit relaxing.
It is.
You see, you haven't got milk in there. You haven't put milk in there.
Yes, please. Have I got some?
Yeah. Just take out the tea bag.
Oh, yeah.
Where do I put it?
Just put it on the sauce.
You've got a small paper in there. I don't know
yeah,
why.
I know. Just put it on there. Put it there along that side. I'm going to have to listen to this before I put it on, because I don't know when I've been recording and when I haven't. Half the time.
Try to see how time goes in.
It's hot.
Do you want more milk or not?
I don't know, I doubt it.
Just a tiny bit.
No, it's fine, thank you.
No more milk, right?
No, thanks.
Leave it, I think. I want to move closely, I'll tell you.
Yeah? What's it doing now?
Nothing.
Okay. I wish they'd just turn the music off for a minute and then I could hear. Okay, now let me see if I can hear them. We managed to get water and a drink. This is lovely.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. The black couple just left.
Did they?
Yeah, the attack is outside.
Yeah,
it's outside.
Thank you, sir.
That's a that black man with a hat.
The hat?
Yeah, the hat, yeah.
Like yours?
Yeah. Nice nigga.